Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. It comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand and donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope.
Hello?
Hi, it's Jesse Brown calling. Is this Evern?
Yes, this is Evern.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Is it still a good time to chat?
Yes, this is fine.
Okay, thanks so much. Can you tell me where you are and what your immediate surroundings look like?
I am in my home on Haida Gwaii. I live in the village of Skidigit. And so my husband and I, a couple years ago, built a home here in the village. And so we have a wonderful view of the ocean. And I'm looking out on the village and the beach. This village has been here for thousands of years.
Can you go to the beach?
Yes, we can go to the beach. We're practicing self-isolation right now, but we can go to the beach. And last week, the tides were really low, and so we were on the beach quite a bit with our kids, my husband and I, gathering food.
Like shellfish and stuff like that?
Yep. My youngest and I went snorkeling one day, and we got to Dungeness crab. He was very proud. He got one all by himself, and my husband and my eldest, who's 10, went naodang. They went hunting for octopus, and my 10-year-old got his first octopus all by himself.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. What is your, do you boil it with a cork? What's your octopus tenderizing method?
Well, later on, we were able to learn how to skin it from Chennai, my husband's father. He taught my son how to skin it, and then he told us to throw it in the cut it up and throw it in the slow cooker with onions, and it was absolutely delicious, slow cooked.
This all sounds pretty good. Crab is like maybe my favorite thing to eat in the whole world.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So we're feeling very, very taken care of by the earth right now. We're just so fortunate to live in a place where we can gather our own food, and for the Haida. My husband is Haida. Gathering food is such an important part of our connection with the land and communing with the land and giving thanks and paying respect by how we treat the land and treat the food that we gather. So it's a privilege for me to be an immigrant here and spend time raising my family here.
It sounds like that's a normal part of your life that maybe is just sort of got a, you know, the value of that and the focus of that is kind of highlighted by what's going on. What is something abnormal that this has kind of, like, what's the most abnormal thing that you've done during this?
Well, the abnormal piece is not getting together. And so 2 days ago, there was a death in the community, an elder who, you know, normally when someone passes away, I've really, since moving here 13 years ago, I've really learned so much about just how to be in community and what to do. For example, when someone dies, you know, what we do is we just all go to the home of the immediate family, the husband or the daughter or whoever's home everybody decides to gather at, and, you know, pay respect, spend time, share the burden of grief that happens when a loved one passes. This village is like a big family. There's, you know, less than 1,000 people that live here. And so when someone dies, everybody gets together and brings food and takes care of the family. And we're not able to do that right now. And it feels really weird and not very good. The interesting things about living here during COVID is that the memory of smallpox and measles is not far from people here. In 1915, the Haida Nation was at its ebb, and it was, there was only 588 people who were counted on that census. Mm-hmm. So that memory is really close, and it's just really weird that we can't get together and come together as a community, because that's what this community does really, really well in times of strife.
It's maybe like the most painful thing is around grieving and death. It's just a similar, like, you know, the Jewish tradition is Shiva, where, you know, everybody comes over to the grieving person's house and like doesn't leave for like a week, just sort of just drowns them in food and company to the point where at the end of it, the grieving person is like, all right, enough already, get out, which is mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
it's nice because it's better than the opposite. You know, like a one day funeral or wake or something. And then you're like, now I'm left alone with my grief. It's, you know, better you should be waiting for everybody to get out so you could have some time to yourself than the opposite. And, you know, there was a family friend who died and, you know, nobody could go. And that, like, just it sits so painfully, just the idea of somebody being alone at a time like it's just so against our culture and just what feels right. That's the hardest thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds very similar to what's done here for sure.
What is the most selfish deed or thought you've had during this? I think it's hard not to, you know, think about, as we're thinking about community, we do have our own interests and plans and just the little pleasures we take. And it's just been so much sacrifice. Is there something you could share?
I really miss my girlfriends. I miss getting together. I guess the selfish feeling that I have is when I feel sorry for myself. It's hard because we're all kind of caught between tending to our own needs and also tending to the whole. And I think right now we're really starting to deal with mental health for everybody, for ourselves, but I'm really especially concerned for elders who are very isolated and perhaps not connected with technology. And yeah, I feel that my most selfish moments have been when I'm thinking, you know, of myself, and I'm kind of, you know, maybe allowing myself to wallow a bit and feel like it's just not fair for me right now, when I know that also at the same time I'm so privileged.
Yeah. Just sort of like these kind of moments, these emotions that come in like a wave for a second and kind of catch you off guard.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's really important also to be really, you know, as much as we have to be really strong and hold a certain line, we also have to be gentle with our kind of thoughts and emotions that kind of surface and let them pass through. Because I think to repress and say that, oh, we're so lucky, we shouldn't, you know, have these thoughts, it's not very healthy either.
Severin, what is something that gave you pleasure today?
Well, I take a lot of pleasure in my children right now, and I'm feeling very glad that they're getting along and that they're enjoying each other's company most of the time. That's I'm really glad for that. I also worked out with my friend today, this morning, and we used to go to the gym together, my friend Tawny and I, and obviously we can't go to the gym together, but just last week we started Zoom workouts.
Is like, what are you doing, CrossFit? What's your thing?
She she actually is amazing. She comes up with these workouts because she has gone to a lot of different, you know, fitness programs. And so she comes up with these great workouts. And today we did a plyometrics workout. I don't even know how to say it, but I really rely on her.
If you're off camera most of the time, you could just like grunt and fake it.
I could, but I'd be letting her down. And that's what it's all about, is it's about like pulling each other up and, you know, doing those push-ups and swearing and then air high-fiving and know that we've both, you know, done something we couldn't do on our own.
Right on. Last question. What is something that you think might never be the same after this?
I hope that we don't take things for granted the same way that we in the West tend to do. You know, we live in very plush living conditions compared to most people on the planet. We consume a heck of a lot more than our fair share. And we don't even, you know, it's really, we don't really think about it. And we also, you know, we're so busy that we don't have time to do what matters. We just take our lives, our health, and each other for granted. And that's what I hope doesn't change. The few interactions I have had, you know, literally calling over the fence to a neighbor, literally walking down the street on the other side of the highway and calling to someone else. I've had the most genuine interactions, you know, real people really asking how each other are doing and really extending their love. And it's incredible. It's really beautiful. And I hope that some element of that genuine concern, care, I hope that that doesn't go away.
Thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much for having me.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.